We begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, while in his personal life, Garrison Keillor may have faltered, he is a good storyteller. And he tells one story in his fictitious Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, about Carla Krepsba, a lovely senior in high school who is chosen to be homecoming queen. And that means that she will have the honor of riding on an army tank in the front of the homecoming parade down Main Street. Well, when the day comes, her father, Carl Krepsba, of course, wants to go. But he gets a call from his parents, a call of distress. Their sewer has backed up. So Carl goes to his parents' backyard and begins digging, and he discovers the septic tank is a 1937 Chevy coupe. And the roof has caved in, and that's why they have problems. Well, there's Carl with this septic tank, and he doesn't really know what to do with it other than to hitch it to his pickup and tow it down to the dump. But on his way, he takes a wrong turn and ends up on Main Street. And while Carla is right there at the lead of the parade, waving and smiling, she is suddenly smells something strange. And as she turns, Carla is caught between two emotions. She loves her father, but as she turns, she wishes she could deny she was related to him, as the whole town can see that he has inadvertently become part of the homecoming parade, pulling a septic tank. And, of course, he is the father of the homecoming queen. The gospel this morning is also about being caught. And it's about denial, and it's about shame. In the verses that we hear this morning, it is Peter who's caught. Jesus has just made the first of three predictions to the disciples that he will be arrested by the religious leaders, he will be abused by them, he will be killed by them, and then he will rise again. When he says that, Peter takes Jesus aside and rebukes him. He scolds him. You see, because Peter is caught, he's caught between conflicting values and beliefs and fears. On the one hand, he loves Jesus and he doesn't want him hurt. And he believes Jesus is the Messiah. And he believes that God would not want the Messiah to suffer. And he probably has some fears for his own personal safety as well. But on the other hand, he believes that Jesus is his leader, his teacher. He should follow him. He should believe his words. So when he's caught between not wanting to believe Jesus' prediction and believing it, he gives in, and he turns away from Jesus. In a sense, he denies him. I think these days our country is caught between conflicting values and beliefs and feelings when it comes to gun violence. On the one hand, there's the value of personal freedom against public safety. There's the belief that gun ownership is a sport, is a tradition, versus that gun ownership is an unnecessary danger. There's the belief that we need to protect ourselves with guns versus the belief that guns keep the police from protecting us. There's the belief that the NRA is a company that deserves to be able to make money versus the belief that the NRA is an overpowerful menace. There's the thought that teachers should carry guns, to the thought that there should be no more guns in school. There's the thought that the center of the problem is mental illness, to the thought that the center of the problem is too much guns. And then there, of course, is the problem, there are those who say there's a solution and those who just throw up their hands and say, I don't think we can figure this one out. Gun violence is a hard issue. I'm sure you all have your feelings. I know I have mine. I haven't heard all the sides yet. But one thing I do know is that in the gospel today, when Jesus responded to Peter's scolding, Peter's denial, in his words to Peter, we find guidance for making decisions in our own life when they are so hard that we feel caught. Jesus says we need to be willing to deny ourselves, and we know about denying yourself for a greater cause. If you've been watching the Olympics, you know those young athletes have been denying themselves of a lot of comfort for many years to get where they are. But in a less public arena, we may have denied ourselves many hours of leisure to help a friend with a friend's project. We may have worn a scratchy, maybe even ugly sweater that someone we love knitted for us and gave to us as a gift. So we deny ourselves a little personal comfort and maybe making a fashion statement we don't want to make out of love for the giver. And Jesus says that's right. We need to be willing to give up our good if it's something that will help someone else. And then in these gospel verses, there's the talk of losing your life and saving your life. And life is from the Greek word psyche, which also means self. So another way to understand Jesus' words is to say, he's saying, those who want to save themselves will end up losing themselves. And those who lose themselves for my sake and the sake of the gospel will save themselves. What I think Jesus is saying is that when we have a hard decision, there are like two selves at work in us, and they are in contradiction. A college friend of ours only in the last few years came out as gay. All the time before that, society really kept him from revealing his true self, and he lived with a great deal of depression because of it. Had he come out much earlier, he would have lost his job, his friends, his family. I don't know if he really had a choice. But most of us do have choices. When we are making decisions, we can go one way or the other. A woman, for instance, worked in a small doctor's office. The doctor became sick, and as it turned out, he was dying of cancer. But he wanted her to tell the patients that he would be back. He wanted to preserve the practice so he could sell it. But she told him she couldn't lie to the patients. In a way, it would be to lose herself. Whatever we decide about gun violence, whatever solutions we come up with, whatever values we hold, Jesus is telling us that first we must be willing to deny our own self if it is for the good of others. And secondly, that we need to be very careful. We need to do a lot of soul searching so that we don't jeopardize the very self that God has claimed for us by making a decision that goes against the kingdom of God. Because God has claimed us to be workers with Jesus, to bring into the world a sense, an experience of God's love and forgiveness and hope and health. Now, this gospel seems very stern and foreboding. But right in the heart of it, there is a very important question that Jesus asks. He says, what would they give in return for their life? In other words, what is a life worth? What is our lives worth? Well, Jesus will answer that question, what are our lives worth, in a few chapters down from this one in Mark, when Jesus says our lives are worth his life. Because he would not let Peter or anything deter him from suffering and dying and rising again for us, because that is how much Jesus values our lives. And so it is in his love and in his forgiveness that we find the courage to follow him into the world, even when it means to make a hard decision. Amen.